Welcome to Talking with Chivalry. I'm your host, Antoine, and thank you for tuning in. It was a great week last week, and I'm glad it came to an end, you know, because it was pretty long. And this weekend has been even better. I got to spend a lot of time with my family, as always. I've been creating, producing, you know. I love to continue to build, whether it's something new or to continue building on something that I'm doing. I just love to make time to build. But one thing that stood out to my mind last week was, you know, how important it is for us to protect our energy and to keep it for ourselves and only allow the people within it that deserve to be in it. You know, because time is precious, and I always say they aren't making any more of it, and they're definitely not making it for free. So you definitely want to hold on to your time, you know, and make use of it the way you want to use it. But to begin our conversation, I do want to ask that if you ever have felt that something or someone is draining the energy, you know, the life force or the love out of you, do you feel that if you removed yourself from that situation that you would be considered quitting or giving up? Well, in this session, I just want to provide and highlight an insight to a way of thinking that sometimes it is best to learn from the experience and let it go rather than let it draw your vitality. So there are going to be times that your mind will yell at you when something just doesn't feel right. And trust me, you know those times. And, you know, sometimes we do listen to it, and for the most part, we don't. You know, but our conscience, you know, tries to reason with us. Our decisions may be more focused on a short-term solution or what may be working right now. And I just like to suggest that if, you know, you do listen to your conscience, you know, we should write it down. We should listen to it and write down the first thought. You know, always write down your first thought whenever you perform a situation. You know, even if it's something that you know you're not going to do anyways, you know. For an example, let's use an example. Say that you have a coworker, or let's say a family member, a friend that talks a lot and wants to go, you know, with you everywhere. Want to go with you to break, you know, want to just spend time with you all the time, you know, not leaving you with any time for yourself except maybe on your commute to work, you know, and home. You know, even then they may want to call you and talk to you about something during your peace time, because I've always felt like if you have to commute to work, that's your peace time, you know, because you're not with your family and you're not at work. So that time I feel like should be utilized to meditate, you know, get your mind right. You know, a lot of people got different ways to get their minds right, but definitely utilize that time to get your mind right. But your mind may be telling you to avoid this person, you know, by hiding or ignoring them. And, you know, you might be thinking that you can't do that, you know, because if you do, then it will become an awkward work environment. It will become an awkward situation at home. You know, it will become an awkward situation at family gatherings, you know. And you're also thinking, how can you possibly ignore this individual when they somewhat help take your mind off work temporarily, or somewhat help take your mind off some of the troubles and negativity that's in your life at the moment? You know, how can you hide from this person when you work in the same department? You know, how can you hide from this person when you live together? Or how can you hide from this person when they're at all the family gatherings with you, because they are family? You know, how can you ignore this person when their work area is right in front of the exit? You know, they see you when you're coming or going. You know, how can you ignore this person when their apartment is right in the front, or their home is at the end of the street? You know, they see everything, you know. And as you can see, that this, just thinking about this, this can be very draining mentally. And you are allowing yourself to engage in a war that really is all in your head. You know, you're fighting a battle that this individual may not know anything about. You know, and you're really, really battling. You know, there can be many scenarios such as this or the ones that I'm providing, but they all should come to the same ending, and that is by protecting your energy. And protecting your energy is a skill that will be hard to master if you are not willing to accept that someone or something is draining you. like basically like somewhat like a turtle. You know, if a turtle feels threatened or not in the mood to be bothered, you know, they will retreat into their shell to avoid anything or anything unwanted. You know, they are protecting their energy, whether they like it or not, or whether you like it or not either. You know that may be why they live so long, you know, because they protect their energy. You know, if they don't want to be bothered, they're going to retreat in that shell, you know. And I'm not suggesting anybody retreat. You know, that may be a bad word to use, but protecting your energy means to cut off things that aren't in line, in tune with you, so to speak. If it's not in line with your spirit at the moment, you know, you may have to cut it off, you know. And sometimes that doesn't mean cut it off immediately. You may have to wing it off, you know. And to begin, to protect, you know, protecting our energy, and when you feel like you are in an uncomfortable situation, you know, listen to your conscience and write it down. You know, adding on to the example above, you know, writing down what your mind is telling you, that you want to avoid this coworker. You know, you want to avoid this family member. You want to avoid this friend. You know, so find a way, find something. You know, tell them, hey, I got to study for this exam, or I got to study for this certification, or, you know, hey, me and my wife are going out, you know, for, you know, night tonight, you know, or hey, I gotta call my friend, or, you know, give me a few moments to myself, you know, just go over there, but say it in a polite way or something like that, you know. You can, if you want to, you can even write down, you know, that cringy feeling every time you see them, because you know that your personal time is now about to become obsolete. You know, write down everything your conscious mind is suggesting that you do. You know, that's how I look at it, you know. And for me personally, sometimes I'll just turn my phone off, you know, and then do me, you know. And it may, some to some people it may come off as, you know, effed up, but some people, if I can get time to get around to you, I will, you know. But if I'm not working, or I'm not, you know, spending time with my family, or I'm not creating something, you know, I'll try to get you in, you know. But, you know, being creative takes time, you know. It takes a lot of thinking to, you know, create something that's not trash, or something that, you know, you don't believe in, you know. That takes time, you know. And it, as I said, it may come off as that you're avoiding people, or kicking them out of your life, or kicking them to the side. And for some people it may be true, but others, you know, I promise you, I'll get to you when I can. I promise you, I haven't forgot about you. You know, it's just, I'm in my place, I'm in my zone, and I'm going to get to you. But the moral, or the summary of what I'm trying to say, is now that after you've written down, you know, your first thought, your conscious thinking, you see your options, you know. Hey, do I want to go here? Do I want to do this, or do I want to do that? Or it might be a simple do this or do that, you know. And just pick one. You know, you want to continue spending time with the coworker, you should. You know, you want to spend some time with your family member, you should. You want to spend time with your spouse, then you should, you know, because there's some situations where you might not want to spend time with them. But whatever choice that you decide to go with, embrace it. Let the other options go. And if they or the situation was meant for you, then you're going to make time for it in the future. You definitely will. You'll make time for it. And with that being said, because I always say I don't want to take up too much of your time. You know, I feel like these thoughts should be just something to get you going, you know, because society is just moving so fast now that you want to hear something, get the message, and just move on. So I always want to say that. And I always want to thank you for tuning in with me on Talking with Chivalry. You know, it's almost been a year, and I really don't feel like it's been that long, but it has, you know, because I started this in January of 2021. And I don't feel like this is work at all. I believe everyone should create some form of medium and let your thoughts flow. You know, positive thoughts, I hope, but just let your thoughts flow. You know, but I do hope you appreciate our site, chivalryjones.com. You know, learn a great deal and focus on building yourself for the person that you are to become. So stay strong, stay resilient, and keep fighting for a better you. Thank you. Hey, hey, are you looking for insight, topics, and thoughts on ways you can grow your own personal development? To find ways to embrace and develop your own strengths instead of looking for it within others? Or even to build wealth within real estate, your business, and even strategies to get your career to the next level? Well, tune in with us at chivalryjones.com, where we accept positive vibes only, an engaging community, and straight to the information that you need. So now that you are listening to Talking with Chivalry and looking to become a better you, how about you kick your feet up, sit back, mind your business, and relax, and let's vibe.